September 10th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, going to the crack parade, plus collecting Afghan fingers and spraying down the homeless. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the Friday podcast. There is a lot going on here, so I've got to tell you a couple things. First and foremost, I don't know what the fuck is going on with my email. Wednesday night, my show at distortedview.com and Tim at distortedview.com email addresses haven't been working. And I'm trying to contact my stupid, lazy, shitty, crappy hosting provider of distortedview.com to help me out, and I've put in 3 goddamn tickets and they have not contacted me, so I apologize. If you need to get a hold of me, I'm going to put an alternate email address on the show notes, which means if you're having any problems with the sideshow or if you have some funny audio or video, you can send it to my alternate, which is disview, D-I-S-V-I-E-W, at gmail.com. And again, I'll put that on the show notes today so you guys can just click on it. So that's the first thing. And I apologize if you've sent me an email in the last day and a half, 2 days, and I haven't responded to it. I'm working on it. Just, email me at my alternate or leave me a Facebook message or something. I'll get to it. The second thing I wanted to mention, yesterday Sideshow Freaks got a very special video. Yes, the Tonetta project is complete. I posted the video. A lot of great comments have been coming in. If you want to check it out, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. But here's a little taste of Joey's original song called Freaky Freaky Drag Queen.
Up in my ass, maybe tonight at Pizza Hut. Random comment about wet puss, sloppy fucking of wet puss. Lots of talk about my cock, boss, though I clearly do not want wet puss. There are no kinks I do not like. Tie my balls up to my bike. Another line that doesn't rhyme at all. Girly dancing plus toward Mike LaBone. Freaky, 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 freaky drag queen. Sweaty, 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 sweaty drag queen.
Oh, you get the idea there. Joe's version of Tonetta, by the way, which we've dubbed Jonetta, is a bit more lispy than the original. I can't believe the real Tonetta is manlier and more butch than Joey. Actually, I can believe that. It's not a shocker, really. Hey, so yesterday I was on YouTube, just messing around, talking to you freaks, posting pictures of Joey as Tonetta. If you want to see what he looks like, you can go over to Twitter. My Twitter name is DistortedView, or my Facebook page, whatever. But anyways, there was an interesting trending topic. And it was, you know how they put the little hashtag and then whatever they're talking about? All right, so it's hashtag abortion clinic playlist songs. What a great idea! Coming up with songs that would be played in, like, an abortion clinic's waiting room or something. And so many people were participating, it actually became one of the top 5 trending topics, right? And I just assume, like, anyone who is participating in that would probably love Distorted View Daily. But anyways, here are some of my favorite suggestions for songs that should be played in an abortion clinic in their waiting room. How about Salt and Peppa, Push It? Push it real good. Fabulous. Remember, you know that artist that ghetto, TNB. The ghetto artist Fabulous, Throw It in the Bag. That's a good title for the abortion clinic. Always Be My Baby, Mariah Carey. Royal Flush by Outkast. Juvenile apparently has a song called Drop It Like It's Hot. That's a good one. Chopped and Screwed by T-Pain, and finally Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again. So those were just some of them that caught my eye yesterday on Twitter. I ran across a great video here. This guy, his name is Phil Davison, and he's running for, I don't know, mayor or something.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Starr County Republican Party Executive Committee, good evening. And thank you, not only for your attendance, but for allowing me the opportunity to speak.
All right, well, so far, it sounds okay.
My name is Phil Davison.
I want two cheeseburgers, and don't load it up with a bunch of bullshit. All right, now he's sounding a little, mean. It's kind of like when Wilford Brimley talks about diabetes or oatmeal. He's almost confrontational, even though there's no one around him speaking. You've got the podium. No one is saying anything. You don't have to be so angry.
And I am seeking our party's nomination for the position of Starr County Treasurer on November 10th.
Oh, okay, he wants to be treasurer.
November of 2010, excuse me.
Yeah, calm down, take a breath.
In terms of my background, I am from the village of Minerva.
I was a WWF wrestler. I participated in last year's WrestleMania. You're going down, Bret Michaels. You're going down. I guess it was Bret the Hitman Hart. Bret Michaels was the guy from Poison who has a bum head.
In my 13th year of elected service as a Minerva Council member. In terms of education, I have a bachelor's degree in sociology, a bachelor's degree in history, a master's degree in public administration, and a master's degree in communication.
Really? Is that what they taught you? The University of Phoenix? The louder you speak, the more people will listen. It stands to reason. Their ear holes will be bombarded with your voice.
Across Starr County, I have represented our party twice on the county ballot. I have been a Republican in times good, and I have been a Republican in times bad.
Go on. You got our attention.
Albert Einstein issued one of my most favorite quotes in the history of the spoken word, and it is as follows. In the middle of opportunity. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. I'm going to repeat that so I have clarity tonight. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. This is the opportunity we've been waiting for. The Starr County Treasurer's Office is a mess.
Mess. It is a mess.
It is in dire need of structure and guidance. And now is the time to seize this opportunity with an aggressive campaign and an even more aggressive campaigner.
Well, you've got the aggressive voice down.
If nominated tonight, I promise each and every person in this room
I will elect him or vote for him only if he promises to always speak like that.
I will hit the ground running, come out swinging, and end up winning.
Come on, crazy.
Let's send a message tonight to the people of Starr County and to the people of the Starr County Democratic Party. We're tired of business as usual. Drastic times require what? Drastic measures, yes! Who said that? Thank you!
You get a gold star!
Drastic times require drastic measures! We will not tolerate incompetence and irresponsibility any longer.
Oh, okay. All right. I can't listen anymore to this. You get the idea. The crazy man screaming. All right. Tristan sent in a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. We've actually played this kid before. He's a weird looking, I don't know how to describe him. A, I don't know how old he is. He's either a young kid or has some sort of disease. He sort of looks like Chris Perillo, you know, the locker gnome kid, the dork, the nerd. But anyways, here is this monstrosity singing Hey Soul Sister by Train. Take it away, Freakazoid.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
I like his raspy voice.
Lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains.
Brains.
A new and wounded Pikachu And so I wouldn't let you blow my mind.
Go on.
Sweet movie. I tell you in every single dream I dream. Knew it, we collided. Knew it, one I had decided. Who's one of my kind? Hey, soul sister, ain't that Mr. Mister on the radio? Stereo, the way you move ain't fair, you know?
Hey, okay. Soul sister. By the way, Tristan also sent a link to this kid lip syncing to Justin Bieber. With some great moves, so that'll be popping up on a video cast real soon. By the way, this weekend, a lot of stuff going to be popping up on the Sideshow feed. I've got nothing but time. Bonus episode, video cast, I have a few surprises. Yes, the Tonetta video was posted, and so now, you know, the sky's the limit. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Great time to sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Help support the program. I really do appreciate it. You're going to get a bonus episode this weekend, the Tonetta video I posted yesterday, plus a new video cast this weekend as well. A lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. You got paid. It's Friday. You can part with $5 or better yet, $50 if you want to pay for a whole year. What was I going to mention? Oh, yes, later this month, in September, there is going to be a full week of Sideshow exclusive programs. We do this every once in a while, which means non-paying members will probably get best of shows, if I'm feeling ambitious. So you're going to want to sign up for the Sideshow right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, story comes from California, specifically Manteca, I don't know how to pronounce that. Officials are considering a unique deterrent to keep illegal homeless people from camping out of public parks. Sprinklers. City leaders, yes, douse them with water, high-pressure water. It worked with the blacks, at least for a while. City leaders say they have received increasing reports of crime around Liberty Park. Homeless camping on the grass at night has also drawn complaints. That's because homeless people are not tidy. They just shit and piss everywhere. By the way, one of the great examples of the increased crime around the park is a stabbing that took place in broad daylight near a children's playground. You're all grown up now, kids. Ding. All right, yes. Homeless camping on the grass at night is also drawing complaints. Officials are turning to creative methods to keep the area safe. The park will now close at dusk instead of 11 p.m., and the sprinklers will come on at night to discourage loitering. Oh, I thought they were actually going to spray the homeless people. Like, there would be security guards walking around with hoses. I don't like this sprinkler idea. It's not aggressive enough. We'll change the hours the sprinklers come on so it's not conducive to camp here. The city also cut off power to outlets in the park's gazebo. Quote, I have a cell phone, I can't charge it, I can't do anything, said Heidi Fulstrom, a homeless resident. I do love that homeless people now have cell phones. It's probably one of the reasons why she became a fucking homeless person. Fucking AT&T bill. I don't understand, I thought I had the $89.99 plan, but after fucking taxes and shit, it always ends up being like $130. I can't afford that. Alright, the city's posted signs warning the bathrooms will be locked at night as well, so if you have to shit, you're going to have to dodge sprinklers. It's kind of like Frogger, but with poop and no cars. Water. It's really nothing like Frogger. All right. The city has also posted signs warning that the bathrooms will be locked at night. These are the kinds of things the general public won't miss, but the people who commit the crime and homeless folks will find those conveniences are gone. The changes are coming ahead of plans to expand the park, a move that will double its size and offer more attractions for the community and offer more sleeping grounds for the homeless. All right. Second story we have for you today. I gotta tell you, as a proud American, a patriot, if you will, I am sick and tired of hearing about horror stories over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, talking about how our troops are monsters and shit like that. Look, we are liberators! We are liberating! It's what we do! I mean, look, you can't crack an omelet without making an egg. You know what I mean? That's a very popular saying. Pretty sure I nailed that one. But, you know, a few innocent people dying for the greater good, it's not that big of a deal. All right, so U.S. soldiers apparently killed some Afghan civilians for sport, right? Practice. We'll call it practice. And then collected their fingers as trophies. The people are already dead. They're not going to need their fingers. I don't see a problem with it. How else are you going to prove to your friends that you killed someone if you don't take their finger, for Christ's sakes? It's all part of the sport. 12 American soldiers faced charges over a secret kill team that allegedly blew up and shot Afghan civilians at random and then collected their fingers as trophies. Ta-da! America! Fuck yeah. Five of the soldiers are charged with murdering three Afghan men who were allegedly killed for sport in separate attacks this year. Seven others are accused of covering up the killings and assaulting a recruit who exposed the murders when he reported other abuses, including members of the unit smoking hashish stolen from civilians. And one of the most serious accusations of war crimes to emerge from the Afghan conflict, the killings are alleged to have been carried out by members of a striker infantry brigade based in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan. According to investigators and legal documents, discussion of killing Afghan civilians began after the arrival of Staff Sergeant Calvin Gibbs at Forward Operating Base Ramrod last November. Other soldiers told the Army's Criminal Investigation Command that Gibbs boasted of the things he got away with while serving in Iraq and said how easy it would be to toss a grenade at someone and kill them. One soldier said he believed Gibbs was feeling out the platoon. Of course, you pussyfoot around that shit. You just don't walk in and say, hey, let's blow up some motherfucking Afghans and steal their fingers. It's a fun game. Put down those Uno cards. We're going to blow up some motherfucking sand niggers, right? Are Afghanistan people considered sand niggers? I don't know. All right, continuing on here. Investigators said Gibbs, 25, hatched a plan with another soldier, Jeremy Morlock, 22, and other members of the unit to form a kill team. While on patrol over the following months, they allegedly killed at least three Afghan civilians. The first one was Gulmuddin, who was killed by means of throwing a fragmentary grenade at him and then shooting him with a rifle, just to make sure he done did died. When the patrol entered the village of Lo Muhammad Kalai in January. Morlock and another soldier, Andrew Holmes, were on guard at the edge of a poppy field when Mudin emerged and stopped on the other side of the wall from the soldiers. Gibbs allegedly handed Morlock a grenade, who armed and dropped it over the wall next to the Afghan and dived for cover. Holmes, 19, then allegedly fired over the wall. Later in the day, Morlock is alleged to have told Holmes that the killing was for fun and threatened him if he told anyone. The Army Times reports that at least one of the soldiers collected the fingers of the victims as souvenirs and that some of them posed for photographs with the bodies as well. I love it because they probably got another civilian to take their picture with the dead bodies. They're monsters. All right, final story we have for you today. A Poughkeepsie man who police said led them on a car chase and then rammed a cruiser before refusing to exit his car until he finished smoking his crack pipe is suspected of committing crimes in both Rockland and Westchester counties. Ta-da. Edward Itchkowitz, 47, was held in Orange County Jail Thursday night after police arrested him on Interstate 84 the night before. State police said he led troopers on a four-mile chase Wednesday in Orange County before striking a police cruiser and coming to rest in the center median. When police tried to take the man into custody, he refused to exit his vehicle until he completely finished smoking his crack cocaine he had plugged into his pipe. All right, sir, you've got to stop smoking your crack pipe and come with us. Yes! Yes! Give me the crack pipe. Give me the damn crack pipe! You can't smoke that. You're being arrested. This guy is being charged with one count of second-degree possession of a forged instrument, three counts of fourth-degree criminal possession of stolen property, violating parole, seventh-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance, second-degree obstructing governmental administration, resisting arrest, third-degree unlawful fleeing in a motor vehicle, first-degree driving while impaired by drugs, and reckless driving. I wonder where this guy was heading before the police got involved. I mean, he was smoking crack. Crack parade, we're going to the crack parade. it is the first week of September. That's typically when crack parades are held, right? That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty. Oh, one of the problems of me not having access to my email is my voicemails aren't coming in anymore, which sucks. So I'm going to play some old ones here. This is from sometime last month in August.
Hey, Tim. I'm just calling to make it look like I'm on the phone with somebody. just so I can talk.
Glad I could help out.
Like I'm actually conducting business with somebody while I'm spying on a coworker who I think, don't know. Think that
going to
he's blowing one of the temps out in the parking lot.
Is this official business, or
they took a weird walk?
What type of investigating are you doing here?
Walk outside.
Jim, why don't you go see if Katie's giving that guy a blowjob out in the parking lot? Okay, thanks. Write me a full report.
Went to her car and they haven't pulled away, and I don't see her in there anymore. Her head has disappeared.
So. All right, she might be giving a blowjob. Great, horrible audio, wonderful.
Jigoo, Tim, it's the Pumpkin Fucker. Just calling to wish you a very late happy birthday.
Oh!
I also want to put in a request. My birthday's coming up this Friday, the 27th.
The 27th of August.
And
whoops.
I suffer from a disease called TBA.
Arrested Development.
So I don't know how much longer I have to live. So if you could play me a song, I would really appreciate it. I don't want your typical birthday song. What I want you to play, if you could, is that Christmas song that sounds like it's being sung by Bender. The one that's like, oh, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, I can't wait. In just a few months, it's going to be Christmas time and I can whip these out again. But here's a little preview of the crap I have.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That sound like Bender.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, you get the idea there. Moving on.
Timothy James Henson. I remember Dan
from Texas, yes.
Hey, man, I was just listening to the last Raymond 14 audio where he talking about Frodo shaky baby or some weird ass retard bullshit like that.
Right.
And then he follows it up with the family twister night or something like that. You know, it kind of sounds like he might be speaking in tongues. Maybe Raymond 14 is actually incredibly religious.
Yeah, maybe we should hook him up with the Shaba Shiki girl.
Hey, Tim. It's Sajnumber Spider here. hey. I was in the archives, and I was listening to the June 24th, 2007 episode, and in there you talked about how, oh yeah, guys, you should totally listen to this episode, it's awesome. But anyways, you were talking about how there's this church that when they have sexual intercourse with their partner, they imagine that their partner's
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you read a bunch of lines of what you would say,
right,
during
fuck
sex.
Fuck me, Jesus,
like,
you're so big.
Oh,
like that type
me,
of thing.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, give it to me. Give me all your inches of you're saying shit like that. And the first thing that popped in my mind when I heard that is, what if a lady was shouting this at the top of her lungs at a motel, and then the room next to him heard it? What? I just thought that he was fucking hilarious.
All right. Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Spider, for that.
Yeah, Tim. I know you've probably gotten 50 messages about this already, but, Sex Faster Tuesday, the 24th, the My Little Pony porn. Yeah, you've done that one. God, your memory really is that bad.
It really is horrible. I really should get this checked out.
Hey, Tim, I just had I'm a freak moment, and I've been listening since summer of 2006. So I've been around a while, and I've never really had a know I'm a freak moment, but here it is, and I think this may be the very best ever of know you're a freak moments. Okay, check it out. About a half an hour ago, I picked up a prostitute and got a blowjob. okay? $75, and I'm not making this up. I mean, $75, but the thing is she had, like,
chlamydia?
A ponytail extension. Like, she had, like, a really big ponytail, okay? So she's giving me a blowjob. I come in her mouth, and the ponytail's moving up and down. I get her out of my car, and I start driving home, and I decide, you know what? I got the new Distorted View. I'll listen to that on the way home. And then I got to hear the My Little Pony Sextastic Tuesday. So that's when I realized I was a freak. I had, like, the spent cock feeling.
Yes.
And got to hear porn about My Little Pony right after. And I mean within 10 minutes of getting a blowjob from a chick with a crazy big giant ponytail. So anyway, that's my I Know I'm a Freak moment. Keep up the great work.
You are a freak.
And have a pleasant tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Tim and Vu. First time caller, long time listener, ascended methane from Wisconsin.
Hey.
I just listened to the June 11th episode, and I gotta say, the bunny crush, amazing. I know you've gotten plenty of calls about this, but yeah, I like to stay 2 to 3 months behind, so I never run out of the glory, which is your voice.
Oh, interesting. That's an interesting approach to listening to my show.
Hey.
You're anticipating that I'm going to post the show late, or I won't be posting a program, so you just always stay 2 to 3 months behind. It's great.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Lifetime Sideshow member, Danielle.
Yes.
And
lifetime memberships are still available. I think I'm going to be taking down that link this weekend, so if you want to sign up, do it now.
I was just watching the most recent episode of Intervention, which you got me hooked on.
Yes.
Did you see it yet?
No.
One of the guys that's on there is from Palm Beach County.
Fuck you if you're not.
Fuck you. All I can think of is, fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Exactly. By the way, I don't know if Intervention is up on Netflix, but Hoarders Season 1 is available for instant streaming. So if you are a Netflix subscriber, you can check out all of those episodes of Hoarders I've talked about. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. DistortedView.com is our official website. Voicemail in for you. 206-666-4463. It's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I've been a Republican in times good, and I have been a Republican in times bad.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you are not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because I got some bonus content for you this weekend. Otherwise, we will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Bye, everybody.
The worst was he stripped me naked, hog-tied me, hands and feet behind my back, spread my butt cheeks, put 5 or 6 grapes inside my butt, left me in my sister's bedroom on the floor, and left.